So we're going to take a minute here and just deconstruct a CAD model. The propeller blade is created from carefully positioned hydrodynamic foil shapes in 3D space. These foils are used to generate individual curves, and then those curves are lofted into either a closed body or a surface. If it's a surface, the edges are joined to create a watertight solid. And then if you're adding fillets, this would usually be done after the fact here. If you're adding fillets, it's important that the blade is solid generally. Most CAD software, or I should say some CAD software, can perform these tasks. Propeller-specific software, like our PropCAD software, makes positioning these, generating these foils and positioning these foils easy. And in order to get them into CAD software, we use export macros, which basically execute the CAD packages, native commands to build these curves and then loft these surfaces and connect these surfaces, you know, knitting them into solid features, patterning them around the hub as necessary to get the desired blade count. I also have on the screen here, you'll see the word mesh, which is shown in light gray. And that's because from a surface or solid model, we can almost always generate a mesh. So the surfaces and the solids are mathematical surfaces that are kind of, you know, there's not individual points on them. They're made up as a mathematical definition. We can always break that up into a mesh at any point in time. So really, if we can start with the surface or solid model, that gives us control later for meshing.